Hi, sweet friend. Welcome to Samantha Connected. I'm your host, Samantha Collins, and it's all connected. Science, energy, spirit, your emotions, your physical pain, your inner world, and your environment. This show is your soul's connecting flight from one to the other, so you can live a life of purpose, value creation, joy, and freedom. Thank you so much for listening, and let's dive into this thing. Hey, what's up, friends? Welcome back to Samantha Connected, the podcast. I'm Samantha, and I'm your host, and I'm freaking stoked to be here. Feels like a hot minute since I've recorded, so it feels really awesome to be back on the mic talking to you guys. I, first of all, want to say happy February. Damn, yo. Honestly, to me, January felt like a super expansive month, and I really hope you had a similar experience. I feel like in previous years, January flies by like so quickly. And this year, it truly felt like January in and of itself was a year in the most beautiful, tangled, complex, awesome, mysterious way, truthfully. So it was really cool for me, and I hope you had a kick-ass January. And we're in February now, dude. I'm excited. I wanted to make a small announcement. Well, it's kind of a huge announcement, honestly, because I've been working on it for months. And when this podcast airs on Tuesday, this will be live and launched to the public. So I'm super excited to share with you that I have opened up the metaphorical doors to my one-on-one coaching program, specifically designed to be a spiritual wellness coaching program for women. So I'm really excited because, you know, I've been doing coaching for the last 6 months, and it's been in the last month or two, maybe three, that I've really shifted my intention and who the type of woman I'm really calling in to work with, and also the method of my coaching. So what exactly is my one-on-one coaching look like? It's a 12-week container, a sacred container where we go in depth together one-on-one to help you really connect to yourself and create ultimate inner freedom and joy through the power of integrating your human design and cycle awareness. So if you've listened to any of my podcasts on human design and cycle awareness, you know that that's something I'm super passionate about. And it almost feels like the root of how we're able to connect to ourselves is really learning and working with these innate energetic patterns within ourselves. So if you haven't listened to any of those podcasts, I believe the last one, definitely the last one, episode 8, and episode 4 talk a bit more about cycle awareness and all that good stuff. And I kind of want to share too how this type of coaching came about in the last few weeks. It kind of all came together kind of mystically. So to me, I was really thinking about the topic of women's health and what does that mean? You know, typically when we think of women's health, we think of gynecology and hormone balancing and all that really, really vital stuff. For me, I know that in this lifetime, at least right now, that is not my mission. I will happily refer out when it comes to OBGYN and hormones and all that stuff. But I was really thinking about how women's health is so much more than that. Women's health encompasses spiritual health, spiritual wellness, feeling connected to who you are, what you're doing in this lifetime, and the people around you, and something greater than ourselves. So to me, you know, I have definitely been in this space, many, many chapters and many dark, dark holes throughout my life of really not feeling connected to myself, feeling like there's something I'm supposed to be doing and I'm just completely missing the mark. I don't know what the F I'm doing, just really disconnected. So my ultimate determination and intention for all my new coaching clients is that we can really help you tap into your divine feminine, your innate power. And I feel so honored and so excited to guide you. So I am opening up a few spots because I love to give, you know, really intentional attention to all of my clients, working one-on-one, really going in depth. So if you are interested, if you feel like some fire in your belly or in your heart and are excited about this, I'm going to leave the link to book a discovery call with me in the show notes. So if you feel called, the call is definitely not a commitment. It's truly to see if both of us feel like we would resonate with working together and if working together is in our highest good for both of us at this time. You can also hit me up on Instagram and send me a DM if you have any questions. So with that said, dudes, I am pumped to share with you today's episode. So what I've found with this podcast, and if you haven't noticed, I have been doing bi-weekly episodes. And initially, you know, I was like coming out of the gates, like balls to the wall, excited about this, still am. And I really tried to keep up with the weekly episodes. And what I found is that it started to shift into this place of like, oh my God, I need to come up with content to record. Like, oh my God, it's time to record again. Let me come up with something. And it took me some reflecting to understand that there's no rules when it comes to anything really. And I myself know that I am usually my own worst enemy when it comes to putting these rigid rules on myself before I even know that I'm doing it. So with the podcast, to me, it was like, well, a successful podcast has weekly episodes. Like, you have to be consistent and people have to know you're there and they have to see you give a shit and that you're showing up weekly. I had all these underlying subconscious beliefs surrounding what it means to have a quote successful podcast. And truthfully, I didn't start this podcast for it to be friggin' quote unquote successful. I started it because I love to talk and I love to share value. And this feels a smidge more meaningful to me sometimes than social media. Like if you're on an Instagram or Facebook or social media cleanse, which is actually the topic of this episode, I would love to still connect with you through podcasts. And I know I connect with really awesome human beings through podcasts. So that's the intention I had by starting a podcast, not to be successful. So yeah, kind of went off on a little tangent there, but these rules that we put on ourselves, I really invite you to let somebody call you out on those rules. Because honestly, I don't even know I have them until I'm like a little ball of stress. And my partner is like, you know, it doesn't have to be this way. And I'm like, what? And it's always, it takes a minute, but it always feels like a relief. You know that it was a rule if it feels like a relief when you decide that that's not going to be the case. You know, we get to decide how certain things are going to be. We get to decide to make these passion projects of ours, our businesses, fun if we decide to. And I think that's the key right there. If we decide to have that be our belief. So with that said, I'm going to dive right into this week's episode. And oh, the point of me telling you that little tangent was going to biweekly episodes has really shown me the power of surrender and trust and receiving. Because what I've found is that I'm not actually planning out like tons and tons of episodes right now in advance. Because what I feel like Spirit is trying to share with me is that I can trust that the inspiration and the downloads will come. So for me, having the week gap between podcasts, you know, before I need to record a new one is when I get the download for the next episode and only the next one, which is kind of empowering. And it's definitely like a trust fall with the universe, trusting that the next piece of content will come. And it's been really fun, like really fun. This time when this one came to me, I was actually trying to create a post or a video on IGTV surrounding this like Instagram cleanse that I've been experimenting with the last few weeks. And for some reason, it just wasn't coming to me. Like the words for the post or for the video, it just didn't feel like it was bubbling up from a place of inspiration. But I knew I wanted to share it. And then it kind of hit me over the head like, hello, this is your next podcast, sister. So I'm excited. Let me give you some backstory on this. I recently, as you know, as I just announced my one-on-one coaching program, I've been doing a ton of behind-the-scenes work, a ton of promoting, and then promoting in a way that feels fun and inspiring. And then I just recently launched this one-on-one coaching program, like officially. And something in me, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I just felt that feeling of like kind of Tasmanian devil in my head of spinning and spinning and trying to figure out what to do next and what I should do next. And oh my gosh, this girl on Instagram is doing this for her launch. Maybe I should do that. And it literally, I don't even remember the exact moment, but it came through as a download that I want to delete Instagram, like the app itself, delete it for the entire weekend. So I did that for the first time 3 weeks ago. And it was mind blowing, you guys, to watch myself, like to be the observer of what went on in my mind for the first 24 hours that I did this. The first 24 hours I deleted the app, I honestly felt like an addict. And I say that being an addict, so I don't say that lightly. I seriously felt like withdrawals to the point where I even like went on my desktop computer and went on Instagram on my computer and was just watching myself. Like I couldn't not go on. But honestly, that period of time was super short, thankfully. And the rest of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, I had so many downloads, you guys, like so many downloads. And this episode kind of stemmed from me just taking those, like the notes, putting in the notes app on my phone, writing these downloads down and being mind blown at how powerful this is. So I want to share some of them with you. And just a little backstory. I did this 3 weeks ago for the first time. And then last weekend I did it. And this weekend, I actually just deleted it this morning, and it's a Saturday when I'm recording this. And I'm going to share two sides of this. So first, I want to share the downloads that are super juicy in terms of like what happened when I deleted it for an entire weekend. And then on the flip side, I want to share with you some things that my own coach asked me this past week about, you know, why I feel the need to delete it. You know, to someone who doesn't feel bound or feel addicted or feel any of those things to an app, they might be like, why can't you just not go on it for the weekend? Like, why do you have to go so far to delete it? And I'm going to get there, but let me dive in first to the juiciness. So first thing that I learned deleting Instagram for an entire weekend is that there is way more time to accomplish things in a day and in the small blocks of time throughout the day that we usually spend on Instagram. So an example of this is sometimes I'll go to bar in the morning and, you know, I have my morning routine. So I'm not the type of person to wake up like right before I have to leave the house. That honestly sounds like some strange form of hell to me. I will give myself an hour and a half, 2 hours before I have to leave the house, even for bar. So I do this, I do my morning routine. And I usually give myself like 30 minutes, give or take, to get ready to actually get my butt out the door. And what I found when I didn't have Instagram on my phone is that I had plenty of time to get ready and even with like minutes to spare because I didn't have Instagram versus, you know, when you pick up your phone, you go on Instagram just for a second, like I'm just going to check in. And before you know it, like those 15 precious minutes that you had fly out of your freaking pants, like, well, not out of your pants, that was weird. They fly out of your life in an instant because you're on Instagram. So what I found is that not having it on my phone for me on the weekend, it really has given me this awareness of, you know, during the week when it is on my phone, I need to know that it's usually not going to be just a quick second on Instagram when I check it. And am I willing to let the next 15 precious minutes of my life just kind of fly out? If I am, cool. Like, fuck yeah. But if I'm not, like if I'm trying to leave the house, I really need to check in and tune in and intentionally decide to not go on right now for me personally. So that was pretty enlightening. There's way more time in those small blocks of time throughout the day than we think. Next little tidbit that I downloaded was, and this a little backstory to this is, I had a conversation with my coach when we first started working together. And one of the things she asked me was, what is the theme you have for yourself for the rest of 2019? And my theme was innovation. Like, I really feel like I'm an innovator. I'm meant to connect things and create new things out of these other things that maybe have already been talked about, but bring it all together and mishmash it up into one beautiful, newly innovated thing. So that's the backstory for this. Innovation is really deeply ingrained in my soul, I feel. And something I downloaded when I didn't have Instagram on my phone was that if I want to innovate, I need space from what others are creating and putting out there. I need to create space for myself to receive my direct link from source, from spirit, from the universe. I need to create space to receive that direct download that's meant just for me. Because when we receive downloads from the universe, they're meant for us. Desires and inklings and nudges that come from like out of nowhere, seemingly come from the universe. Those are meant for us. They're planted in our heart because we're meant to go for it. It wouldn't be planted in our heart if that wasn't the case. But what I've found is that when I'm consumed with like, even if it's from a place of fuck yeah, like this is awesome, like consuming other people's content, you know, I love to learn. I love to expand my consciousness. I love to look at other human beings that are doing things that are so admirable and I feel joyful. But at the same time, if I get so consumed with that, it literally disconnects me from that direct line to source for those inspirational things to come through that are meant for me. And the definition of innovation, I don't have it in front of me, but it basically means to create something new. So if I'm consuming and consuming and looking at other people and trying to innovate, that doesn't really add up, which was huge because this feeling of innovation and that theme in my life is so close to my heart. So for me, it was almost like disconnecting from that world was my own form of meditation because I stepped more into the role of receiving inspiration and creating ideas rather than consuming, which is actually, if you listen to episode 7 of my 2020 intentions, I did mention that I want to create 10 times more this year than I consume. So that's actually kind of cool to see that that's kind of coming together. Next download I received is creating space for more surrender to the flow of life. And I'm reading this to you like verbatim, like when it came through me. And this kind of ties in with the last point of creating space so that we can surrender. Creating space, not for the sake of getting more done or doing more, but creating space to surrender and to be. Surrender to the flow of life. And I think I wrote that second part because while I was getting this download, I was actually reading the book, The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer. And I'll tag that in the show notes. I'll put it below. Phenomenal book. He also has another book, The Untethered Soul, which is actually his first book. And what I found is I read the Surrender Experiment first, and it's actually more his story tied in with some of the themes and lessons he teaches in The Untethered Soul. So if you're kind of more into learning lessons through a story type of human, which I am, the Surrender Experiment is totally for you. And one of the main themes in that book is we have to be open and willing that life knows what the F it's doing. Our brains, they are powerful, but they do not know the ultimate plan of life. They just don't. So surrendering to the flow of life ultimately means, you know, when things come up and they trigger us or they confuse us or we're not sure what's going on, surrendering to the flow of life, knowing that we are protected, the universe knows our desires, and the universe is bringing us towards more abundance and towards those things that our highest selves want for us, if we trust and if we surrender. So for me, not having this app on my phone, it's funny, I keep saying Instagram. For me, it's Instagram. For you, it might be Facebook or Snapchat or whatever, Pinterest. For me, getting this out of my immediate world, the proximity of like on my phone, getting out of there, helped me create space for much more surrender. And this kind of ties into another one I wrote. I wrote, it feels like I'm on psychedelics. Not having Instagram opens me up to the other possible frequencies. Holy fuck nuts. I love that, rereading it. And I can kind of get a glimpse of feeling that way. Like, it's almost like the chains I bound myself to through Instagram, because it wasn't there. I was surrendering to that. It felt like I was on friggin' psychedelics, apparently. Like, so many times, I don't know about you, if you're listening, I have a feeling that you have felt this way before, whether things you read made you feel this way, or if you watched one of the episodes of The Goop Lab and it talks about like psychics and, you know, other frequencies and energy, all that cool stuff. You've probably had the inkling of wanting to develop those skills, you know, clairaudience, clairvoyance, clairsentience, all those different psychic abilities that we're all capable of having and that we just decondition ourselves out of. You know, you probably have felt at some time or another that you want to strengthen those, that you want to tap in, not saying channeling, that you want to tap into other frequencies of love and joy and peace, of the universe, of your angels, whatever. And it's funny because we might want that, but if we don't carve out the space for it to happen in our own lives, it just doesn't happen. Because I know I felt that for years, like wanting to cultivate that in my own life and feeling like, you know, I'm getting somewhere, but it's been like years. And it's like, I feel like I'm slowly inching, you know, more and more in that direction of being able to hear what my soul is telling me, being able to tune in to my intuition, you know, those things where it's like, you can kind of predict what's going to happen or the next song that's going to come on, or, you know, just being able to hear those nudges much more clearly. I've gotten better, but it's taken years. And it's because I haven't actively carved out any space for myself to develop those skills. You know, I still actively have to, I'm still in the process of creating a habit for myself to meditate every day, because I know that's like step one is sit with your thoughts, sit with yourself, and not try and talk your way out of something or do something or execute something, which is totally what I fall trapped to when I try and meditate. You know, you get all these downloads when you meditate for a few minutes, and then I don't know about you, but I go do them. Or I feel like I have to go journal about them instead of trusting that this is meant for me to download right here, right now, and trusting that whatever comes of that is meant to be. So definitely trying to integrate more meditation, because that is for sure step one when it comes to separating yourself from the thinker and becoming the observer. And the observer can tune into some cool shit, some cool frequencies. So next little tidbit that I talk about in terms of what I learned from deleting Instagram on the weekends is allowing myself to be human and space created for more humanness. And I feel like this a little bit ties into, I am mostly, most of my time on Instagram is connecting with other humans and learning and loving it. But I also run a business through Instagram. You know, I share my services and I share value and content, and I love doing that. And sometimes it's easy to get into this mindset of, I am my business on Instagram, when in actuality, we're all fucking humans, man. And not having Instagram gave me that reflection that I can allow myself to be human. And being human means that I don't want to go on Instagram every single day. I just don't. I love that app. I do, but I just don't want to go on Instagram. And my business, my presence is not going to go away just because I decide to sign off for 2 or 3 days. And space created for more humanness. I definitely know I connected much more with my partner. We were traveling the first weekend that I did this, and I was able to be way more present, you know, in those small little moments of pockets of time when we're either driving and I'm the passenger, or we have like a hot minute, like waiting at the gas station, I would take out my phone and just check Instagram. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm saying this from like my personal perspective. For me, it always did kind of feel like I got like blasted into a different world. And then it took a hot few minutes to kind of shift and transfer back into the present world of being with Cade, with my partner. So it definitely, space was created for much more humanness. Yeah, so those are the downloads I had. And God, I love the psychedelics one. I love the space carved out to be more human and to receive the downloads that are meant for me so that I can truly innovate what I'm meant to innovate in this lifetime. Yes. Love it. Now I'm going to switch gears a little bit, still talking about the same topic, but I'm very thankful for my coach, Michaela, because this is like a second part of the podcast that I didn't anticipate having. But you know, the beautiful part of having a coach is they reflect for you, they call you out on your shit, and they kind of question when they see that some limiting beliefs might be coming up, and they leave it to you to kind of figure it out. Like, what's up with that? So she kind of questioned me on like, why do I feel the need to delete Instagram for an entire weekend? Like, is there something triggering me? You know, and through some really powerful questioning, we basically got to this place where I came to realize that I don't really trust myself all the time with having Instagram on my phone. You know, I don't trust myself to be able to go on the weekends just for fun, because sometimes before I even realize it, subconsciously, I'm being triggered by other business owners and other badass female entrepreneurs that are actively putting up content or posting about this, or like, oh my God, that's a cool idea. And before I know it, I'm like spinning and I feel like I'm behind, or I feel like I should, there's that should word again from episode 2. I feel like I should be posting, or I should be working on something or creating content. And I feel like it just, until she called me out on it, I didn't really realize that was the root of it, that I don't trust myself to just go on and enjoy. Something in me gets triggered. That part of me that always feels like I need to be doing something, or here's the real ticket, that part of me that feels like if I'm not doing something and actively like gaining benefit or being successful right now, then I'm failing. And when that came up, you know, I wrote it down the next day that, and please write this down. Please write this down like when you can, because this is so powerful. And I know with 100% without a doubt that it's true for you as well, you listening. I am successful already. I am successful already, right here, right now. I am successful. Fuck yes. And whatever that means, you know, whether there's a pillar in your life that you feel you're not successful with, whether that's a relationship or your family or financially, there might be that part of you that's like, well, I'll be successful when ... Bullshit. You are successful right now. We are successful right now because we're here. We're bettering ourselves. We're trying to learn about ourselves. And I know that about you if you're listening to this podcast. We are already successful. Boom. And from that place, dude, inspiration will flood your consciousness if you let it. Let's see, what else did I write down here? Yeah, it's like there's this weird balance for me when it comes to looking at other like badass female entrepreneurs on Instagram that I get inspired. And then quickly before I know it, there's pressure to do more because of seeing what they're doing. And for me, in my brain, the switch from like business mode to pleasure and just enjoying feels super challenging. Super challenging. And yeah, it's honestly, I have yet to figure it out. I need to do some more digging and reflecting and journaling about truly what's triggering me. And also that bit about trusting myself, because one of the cool things about working with my coach is we do a lot of limiting belief work, and she's certified in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. So we like see the limiting belief, and then we did something called a timetable or a time technique to rip that shit out from the roots. So it's really cool when we did that to see that this belief of I can't trust myself totally bleeds into other areas of my life. And it has for most of my life. I don't know if you resonate, but for me, it's bled out in my ability to create my own business, to be in a relationship around food, around when I was using, around alcohol and pot, and all these different things that bled, that belief like bled everywhere. I know that's pretty gruesome and bled everywhere, but that's kind of what limiting beliefs do, you know? And until we can see them and rip them out from the root, they will fester, dude. Speaking of NLP, that is actually something else that's really exciting that I I'm loving that I'm taking on new clients right now because I'm also getting certified right now in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. So I'll actually be getting certified as full on certified as a success and life coach, a hypnotherapist, time techniques, which is the thing I just mentioned, EFT, so emotional freedom technique, and then neuro-linguistic programming, which is really working with the subconscious mind. It is so freaking cool, the bits that I've experienced so far and what I'm learning. Really working with being a coach that's able to work with both your conscious and subconscious mind is so powerful. And I am stoked to bring it to you all. So that's, I think, all I have for you. So if you are interested in that one-on-one coaching, I just am excited to talk to women who are really committed to bettering their inner world and connecting to themselves. Because when we have women that are connected to themselves, when they know that their menstrual cycle is a badass, innate, freaking like spiritual weapon, shouldn't say weapon, but when we are connected to our cycle, ladies, we are holy troublemakers in the best of way. We are able to really embody our feminine side and our masculine side, and then also share with men and other humans of other genders that it's totally okay to embody both masculine and feminine. It's totally perfect to be able to integrate it. There's so much power that comes with a woman who is deeply connected to herself. So I just feel super grateful and honored that I am able to do this work to serve you. Click the link in the show notes if you want to book a call with me. As always, DM me on Instagram with any questions. Let me know if you're open to doing some type of Instagram cleanse. Currently it's the weekend, so I deleted the app. It's just a strict boundary that I feel like I really need for myself right now. And you know what? That is okay. It gives me more space to do that reflection and receive the downloads and all that good stuff. So if you love this, please leave a review and screenshot it and tag me on Instagram. I'd love to see that you're listening. And that's all I got for you. Talk to you next week, 2 weeks from now, actually.